Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's just start with what we talked about in our pre-show meeting, because the listeners are on to you too, 219. Why, Mark, why? Why did you breathe life until Milwaukee and the Cardinals? This resurgence is all because of Mr. Grote. I thought you were one of us. LOL, JK, but are you kidding? Are you kidding? Because let's rewind to a week ago when Mark Grote's like, oh, I'm not worried about the Cardinals or any other team in the NL Central.
Oh, you're worried about those Cardinals, are you? I still think that the Cubs take this thing and they clinch the division essentially today. Congratulations to the Chicago Cubs, 7.5 game lead.
That's the part right there, right?
All
right. 7.5 game lead. That was not long ago, Layla.
Super!
I would like to inform you all that the lead is now down to 2.5 games, and it is split between the Milwaukee Brewers and Cardinals. And the Reds, who just debuted a hell of a pitcher yesterday, are 4.5 games back. Scene. So, yeah.
On June 17th, that is when those comments were made. This was not that long ago, ladies and gentlemen.
It's been 83 years. I think she says 84. But in the Titanic, I think she says 84, but you get my drift.
Listen, take the 3 off, take the 4 off. Just 8, as in 8 days ago.
8 days ago. The Cubs are up. While transition was going on, and you guys were cutting me out of transition, I was sitting
back
there.
You weren't there for transition.
You were never there for me, Layla.
I learned it from you.
I learned it from watching you.
Layla, why won't you just support me for just one time in your life? Why won't you support me on and off the air?
How can I support you when you can't support yourself?
I want to be better.
Do you want to be better? Do you want to be better?
Honestly.
Is this about baseball? Did we get into other things?
Yeah, this is a deeper topic. Exactly. Can we spend the first... can we do a session here?
We're doing questions. A session.
So I'm sitting back there during transition, and it actually dawned on me to think, how the hell did we get here to where my prediction that the division was over and the Cubs would be up 7.5, which I did feel really good about, has now come hurling, and I use the word hurling unpurposely, hurling back down to earth. And yeah, there it was. Then there's the postponement the next day after they beat the Brewers, and then it's... and this will tie in with where we're about to go.
Tyone
loses that game against the Brewers. And then, my God, the Seattle series this weekend at Wrigley Field in the heat was just ridiculous. Not in terms of how badly they played, but just because of the heat, things came off the rail. Cal Raleigh was a menace. And now here we are after 2 straight losses to the St. Louis Cardinals. But guess what? I still think the Cubs are going to win this division. Don't you guys?
Mark this at 6:09 the hour that Mark Grote is still confident.
After after 5 more games got shaved off the division lead.
I'm concerned about what's been going on.
5 games in 8 days.
But if we're going to do the Mark Grote is ridiculous for picking the Cubs to win in June, it would also then be ridiculous to say that the Cubs aren't still the most talented team in the division and will still win the division and have plenty of time to get their asses back.
Are you sure they have the most talented pitching staff?
Here's
my issue with this, though, is they have been the most talented team in the division, and they would play under that expected wins-loss record, which you can check out in the standings. Like, we talked about this the last couple of years. They weren't supposed to be an 83-79 team the last 2 years.
2 years, yes.
So that piece of it sticks with me. And we're not trying to be doom and gloom here when we talk about the signs that we see. But when the pattern extends itself past a game or two and you start to see what's happening, that's when this becomes concerning. I am a firm believer that the game is not won or lost on a single play, even though it can come down to it, PCA. And that's part of this too. But in this are the stats. For example, the Cubs starting pitching ERA in the last 6 games is 10.61. Well, yeah. If you're losing an 8-7 game by one run, that one run may mean less percentage-wise, but it's still the significant issue of scoring 7 runs against the Cardinals where 2 fans were in the crowd at the game didn't get you enough to win the game. That's my issue with it.
I'll say this. Over the last 7 days, and I think we have a bigger sample size than we did yesterday or the day before that. It just the sample just keeps getting bigger, right? And we're talking about playing teams now with good records. I made the point yesterday. They had the 21 game stretch. It's highly documented. I said, hey, they need to win 15 of the 21 games. They went one better and won 16. That means over the course of 21 games, they added 11 games plus 500 to their record, which is what you have to do against bad teams if you want to win the division. They are 22-6 against teams with sub 500 records. They are 24-26 against teams 500 and above. Over the last week, though, in losing 5 of 6 games, no one in baseball has a higher batting average against, .350. Ooh. No one in baseball has a higher walks and hits to innings pitched. The whip is 1.83, and no one in baseball has given up more than their 20 home runs, and no one in baseball finally has a higher ERA than their 8.83.
So who sucks then? Who needs to go? If this is a chronic issue or one that should be taken seriously, who's got to go? How do you change it? Somebody must suck. If you're that confident about this being an issue.
We've already seen there was a move where Ben Brown was sent down. We're going to get into that in a couple of segments at 10:45. Mm-hmm. But I think what you're seeing is good teams, the best teams in baseball, have backstops. And I use that pun on purpose. Because you have the confidence if you score 7 runs to be able to beat the Cardinals. You know, you've got the bullpen stepped up yesterday and did what it was supposed to do. But then ideally, your $177 million man is not batting 141 with runners in scoring position. Seiya Suzuki isn't biting on a slider when it counts again. And I think that's just the danger of this team and the hitting profile. But that's another thing that I want to get into as well, is there's a lot of construction issues that are starting to show themselves. And we knew this going in. Or for example, you know, if you know that you're going to have offense that isn't ideal at third base, and that's a very common understanding now in the league, well, then your first base had better offensively produce, but your first base is now a platoon between a 40-year-old and a guy you traded for that you gave up a lot for capital-wise, who should be trusted more in Michael Busch. So, you know, these are the issues here. You still have time to fix this, of course. You still have time to give other people like Busch, for example, more opportunities. But your talent is supposed to pick up where one leaves off. And frankly, in the case of PCA, I know you made a mistake when you didn't know how many outs there were to end that inning and it cost the team a run. But that doesn't mean that you forget who you are as a hitter. Later in the game with runners at the corners and decide to bunt. One loss beat you twice there because you're young in this game. And that's what happened.
Bunted it right back to the pitcher. Kyle Tucker was basically frozen on third base. And just to top it all off, one would suspect that if the fastest guy in Major League Baseball bunts, he's at least going to get to first base. But no, even PCA was thrown out on that particular play. And by the way, guys, how in the hell do the Cubs lose the game where Nico Hoerner hits his first home run and Seiya hits another? You can't lose a game where anybody on your team hits a 3-run homer. That was bad.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Also, how many times did you have to like rewind the tape and double check it? I was like, really? First homer for Nico? I looked at 4 different sources to try to make sure
that's been something that's been talked about for quite a while. When will Nico hit his first home run?
But it's not one of those. I mean, that's one of those stats where you're checking it several times to just make sure.
Yeah, I actually asked Nico about that probably about a month ago or so, and I was just to follow in line with my bad predictions.
Yes.
I think I said something to him like, I said I just saw it. You're going to hit a home run tonight. It's going to to be your first of the year. That was about a month ago. Obviously, I was wrong. But I did say, I think I said, I'd have to review it. Maybe I'm completely making this up. At least in my mind, I said to him, I can't wait for your first home run because I think it's going to be huge. It looked like it was going to be huge last night. But no, it was all for nothing. He may as well be back down to zero.
I would call you a walking, talking jinx, but you're sitting down. So instead, you are a walking, sitting jinx.
I am plopped here. I am just a jinx for everybody, but I'm still not backing off that all. Maybe it won't be a 7.5 game lead, but I still am very confident, and in knowing that the Cubs, like, I'm not pulling the blanket over my head here. The Cubs have been playing poorly. There's no doubt about it. I got a little bit crazy. I still think the Cubs are going to win this division. Do you guys think that there's still a threat to lose the division?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes. Especially when the Brewers, what are we talking about? The main issue here with this kid that we've seen is starting pitching, right?
Like,
that's the thing. That's the thing that has set you back out of the gate. And what happened? The Brewers called up a guy who's basically your ideal modern pitcher. That's what happened.
He's going up against Paul Skeens today.
Yes.
That's the kind of pitching matchup I can get behind where I have no rooting interest and I just want to see good, clean baseball.
But it's also then the second pick from the 2024 draft. Chase Burns also got called up and he just absolutely shoved yesterday.
Are you telling me the Brewers are going to Brewer? Oh, no.
No, it's not just that. It's I think the problem is the Central is harder than you thought it was.
I keep saying that and everybody acts like I'm
crazy.
Here's
the issue. It's still the problem of, because the National League is so good, you're still, realistically, only getting one playoff winner or one playoff contender out of this division. It's going to be the winner of it. So do you want to be here a third year in a row when this is your window because this is the year you have Kyle Tucker?
No, I disagree with that. I think there can be multiple teams out of the National League Central.
Who in the NL East or the NL West isn't making the playoffs because two in the Central are?
I can definitely see, correct me if I'm wrong, six teams still make it, right? Six teams make it. There's three wild cards, right? So
yeah, but that's my point.
So if you assume the Dodgers, the Mets, and the Phillies, that's three teams, right? And then you assume the second place team in the National League West.
Padres.
I think there's room.
Giants.
I think there's room for one of those teams not to make it, between the Padres and the Giants. I think that's the thing you have to look at. Because they have to play each other. And the Cubs and these teams in the National League Central, they don't have as tough of division opponents as the teams in the National League West do.
I don't know, man. To me, it's as simple as look no farther than the payrolls. Like, the Mets proved that to you last year. The playoff contenders are going to come out of the East and the West. I don't see the Central getting a wild card. And if you're in the Central, your goal should be to win the damn thing. I don't care how it happens. This segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. I also want to play the audio from Craig Counsell when he talked about the PCA decision to bunt in the seventh inning, because I do believe that because he knows that he can impact the game the way he does, that it is important why Craig Counsell wanted to tell us that that was his batter's decision. Let's listen.
The bunt in the seventh come from the bench?
No, that's Pete doing it on his own, and he was trying to take it with him, and he just didn't get there. He left it right at the pitcher.
Batting in that cleanup hitter versus one out. What do you think of that decision?
Well, I mean, it's against the left-handed pitcher, and you know, he wants the ball in play. That's what he's thinking. Just get the ball in play, and he just made a poor bunt.
Okay, so you hear that audio from Craig Counsell. It's saying Pete Crow Armstrong made that decision on his own. I'm here to tell you, it was a bad decision. It was the wrong decision. Your lack of execution in bunts prior to this told me that was not the time to be trying that. I get it. With less than two outs, runner on third, you're thinking, I can get that guy home if I just get this bunt down.
You need to be yourself. Like, I don't care if you made a mistake, and I know that's hard previously in the game, but that doesn't mean you change who you are as a hitter in that situation with those runners on. That's why you're batting cleanup.
I wonder if, because of the situation and what happened earlier in the game, that affected his decision-making process. And if that's the case, that's what we can't have happen.
What do you mean, not swinging away?
Yeah.
What, like he was feeling bad, so he was
going
to bunt?
Yeah, so he wanted to
careful. He wanted to be...
That's how I took it.
Pete Carl Armstrong has not gotten to this point of the season as a 2020 guy, as a potential 40-40 guy, by taking it easy, playing it safe.
Right.
He's hacking at balls out of the strike zone, hitting them out of the park. Whoa. And now all of a sudden, it felt very pedestrian of Pete Carl Armstrong to try to do what he did.
Oh, no, I totally agree. It was a bad decision by him, a bad moment for PCA. The only thing, I was really trying to think of, like, why he did that. I'm not going to buy into the he was worried about his earlier mistake and I'm going to make up for it by bunting. I mean, like, he knows he's not been an effective bunter during his career with the Cubs. It was an 0-1 count. He took strike one. Did he think he was overmatched by the pitcher? I mean, that's when guys get desperate and bunt in games, when they don't think that they're seeing the pitcher correctly. Is there any possibility of that? I mean, that's the minutia that I'm going to try to figure out what was going through his mind, that a slugger, a guy who literally goes up there, well, maybe not literally, but in my eyes, goes up there trying to hit home runs most of the time, would bunt in that scenario.
Well, let's listen to what Pete Carl Armstrong had to say, both about misplaying the situational out in the inning and also the bunt decision in the eighth.
Pete, can you just walk us through the fourth inning? Is it as simple as just not knowing how many outs there were?
Yeah. Simple as that.
And then in the seventh, what went into the decision to bunt?
That was an attempt for a little push bunt, trying to bunt for a base hit. But I didn't do a good job of playing the game of baseball today, so.
Does that need to be in communication with Tucker there, or is that just something?
No, we give the outs every out, and I gave two outs, so can't really do much about that.
Just the stretch of that you guys are in as a team, what's the key to kind of weathering these and understanding that there's a course of the season and so a lot of games we play?
I mean, there's a lot that goes into our day, and, you know, we got a very capable group, a lot of good leadership in this clubhouse, and this clubhouse has every ability to keep playing the way we're playing. I mean, things haven't gone our way, and we haven't played the best baseball over the last couple weeks, but it's just a two-week stretch that I'm positive we're going to get past.
You personally cluster that confidence and come back tomorrow?
And go to sleep and wake up.
So the reason
we all did that,
why I think he didn't have as an aggressive approach as he needed to have in that plate appearance in which he tried to drop down the bunt. I mean, he's going up against Jojo Romero. He's a left-handed pitcher. If you just look at the splits, and I know Pete Carl Armstrong knows his own splits, right? He's a 956 OPS player against right-handed pitching. He's a 674 OPS player against left-handed pitching, and he's batting 302 against right-handers, 200. That's the Mendoza line against lefties. So I just think he felt like the high percentage play for me to get this tying run home is to just get down the bunt.
That's what I said.
I'm still on a base. Who knows what happened?
He saw one pitch and said, you know what? I don't think I'm going to be able to hit this guy right now. So
right.
I laid down.
My concern is how much of that is because of what happened in the fourth inning. He's still a rookie technically.
The defensive play? You think that led?
I think in young players specifically, it will change your mindset.
Like, you mean he was flustered at the plate? Like,
no, I just think he. You heard him say, you know, you gave two outs away.
Yeah.
And I wonder if he thought that he lessened his chances for giving another one away by doing that.
When he's hit 21 home runs? Like, that's...
Well, I'm not the one standing there thinking that I suddenly need to bunt if I'm a home run hitter.
But I'm just trying to figure out the mentality of, I'm going to make up for this bad defensive play by doing something I never do at the plate, and that's bunt. So, like, wouldn't you help your team more if you did what you did all year, swing away?
But
like,
based on his explanation, that wasn't the case.
Like, he felt insecure?
I think he just didn't want to screw up again.
I don't get that. I disagree.
Well, that's okay. That's kind of what we're here for.
Exactly.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.